Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's the final segment here with Neil Kramer. And what was I talking about yesterday with some? Yes. The format of the show. Some people get offended by it, and I apologize. I'm not trying to do that. I simply want to have conversations with the most intelligent, thought-provoking people in the world. A fresh conversation. Something that where they can feel comfortable, have a laugh, and divulge some really important thoughts in a open, collaborative type conversation, as if we were in a cafe or a bar having a pint of some kind, simply meeting each other for the first time. And when you have these type of experiences, and I've had many, and I hope that those listening to the show have had these type of conversations. You meet somebody. You don't know who the hell they are, but before you know it, you've been talking for 3 hours. And that's what we try to do on this show every day, is meet somebody, and before you know it, you've spoken for 2 hours, as we already have. How have you enjoyed yourself, Neil?
I've enjoyed myself very much. I appreciate your own unique approach to this subject matter, plus the fact it doesn't escape me, you being a bit younger and a bit perkier than other hosts. You're going to draw a certain kind of audience to you who will find it more accessible and entertaining and digestible. And that's just brilliant, because if you just talk to very, very scholarly people all the time, you're talking to a very small audience. So the fact that you can be 1 minute talking about philosophy and the next minute, at the dance party, throwing yourself around or whatever, is part of the beauty of this, part of the dynamic of this, that this material that you deal with and the material that we've discussed on the show today is about real life and real people, and it's embedded into the flesh of every single day. And what better way to illustrate that than to have two real people talking about it who can have a laugh and play the guitars and jump off the stage and sit quietly with a book, smoking a pipe, and, you know, do all those things and not be afraid to have those facets in the life where we recognize that sometimes it's okay to be ostentatious and flamboyant and a bit bonkers. And other times the good thing to do is to draw it in, focus, get in the Zen state and be excellent. And it's a matter of polarity. We are multidimensional beings. That's what human beings are. We are very colourful creatures. And so you have to sometimes emphasise that in your delivery. So if somebody's thinking you're talking too much or doing it wrong, Vinny, I think you should probably just take that into account for yourself and then keep doing exactly what you want to do.
Yeah, you always got to listen to criticism. Even the people who insult you really, really much, they probably know something. They're probably onto something, but just...
That's a very healthy perspective, and I agree with you. Even people who occasionally insult me to my face or whatever, sometimes if I can be very cool and not let myself get too defensive or, you know, overwhelm them with power, if I can just be cool and not be an idiot and sit back, I can learn something out of that and think, right, I can see the point you're making, and it's absolutely a valid point. The way you're doing it sucks and is really poor, but what you're meaning and where your heart is valid and legitimate, and thank you. And if you can be big enough to do that, you can always learn from something.
Mm. And that's even if that person is, as we were talking over the break, somebody who just won't listen to you anyway. You can still learn lessons off people who know very little.
You can sit back, if nothing else, if somebody's going on a big diatribe and just trying to dismantle everything that you stand for and what you're doing and how you're doing it. If they attack that for 50 minutes or 5 hours or whatever, you can sit and listen to it and just nod and allow them to do that. And if nothing else, you can examine why it is that such a person would choose to do that, why it is that what you're doing is presenting such a problem to them. And as we mentioned during the break, the big quandary if you were falling to pieces and your life was a disaster zone and you were a bad person, let's say for a moment, then people could say, well, yeah, Vinny's just completely messed it up. He had a promising career in such and such and he's thrown it all away and he's doing this funny stuff. But because you're not, because you've still got a smile on your face and you've brought your skills together to a certain focal point and you're actually generating something new and interesting and you're having deep thoughts with great people, it's not possible for them to disregard you. And so you present them with quite a serious puzzle, which is he's doing something different that is heretical in mainstream culture. And yet he seems to be progressing within himself and becoming a better person. That is a huge problem if you've been investing in the unreality construct for years and years and years and years. People like you and me and those like us, hundreds, thousands of them, thankfully, we present a very deep philosophical dilemma, which is maybe the mainstream is all wrong and it actually does not serve humankind and does not allow people to be happy and grow and strong and creative and multidimensional. It does not allow them to explore shadow in an appropriate manner. In fact, it restricts them. And if you suddenly realize that you've had it wrong for 40 years or 60 years, it's a tough one to swallow that. And so you throw that pill right in the face and say, I am that pill. I'm embodying it, baby. So tough, you know, that's hard to look at. Tough, but that's me. So get over it, right?
Well, you know, get over yourself. And that's, I think that was probably one of the most important lessons that I learned in my life is not to take myself too seriously.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a very deep observation that you're lucky to, well, not lucky. You have created a situation through your own wisdom and your own learning and your own downfalls where you've achieved a peak of knowing, which is if you take yourself seriously, you actually impede growth. If you don't take yourself seriously, there's nothing to protect or defend anymore. You don't have to stay on the ramparts in the castle, you know, throwing your boiling oil and your arrows at people. You don't have to protect it. There's nothing to protect. So if you don't take yourself seriously, your learning accelerates. And then what were mistakes or faults become just happy little accidents that were just part of your learning. And you've nothing to defend. You don't have to cling to anything. And so your movement and the depth of your penetration into the big issues of life amplifies, like, really in a happy way. And that's all about not taking yourself seriously. So even though we can speak very seriously about matters and we can choose to put our little philosopher's hats on and get our quills and inks out and be all scholarly, we can throw that shit, oops, sorry, we can throw that stuff in the fire now and again and say, right now, it is appropriate for us to be human beings and sit around the campfire with our guitars and sing songs and be warm and emotionally available and emotionally intelligent. That is as important as all the other things. And if we can't do all of it, we're sort of missing out, really. And as I say, if you have sat in the same chair in the same office for 30 or 40 years, this is all very disturbing talk because it stirs something in the heart, which creates a real schism, you know, a real problem, a real fracture in the foundation. And if anyone feels that, I would say that is fixable. All of that is fixable. You might have to take some things down to get to back to that foundation. It's always worth it because guess what? You will have to do it in the end. Maybe not this time around, but you will have to do it. So why not do it now? There's no time like the present, as they say.
Yeah, I mean, Luke Skywalker didn't proceed to deny that Darth Vader was his father for too long. He had to get over it, you know, because he searched his feelings and he knew it to be true. And same as the thing that we're talking about here, anybody who listens to it and may not agree with it, again, search your feelings. You know it to be true. You know that working for some mega death corporation with copious quantities of scumbaggery around you, putting off writing your little novella that you've had in your mind since you were a teenager, not making films like you always wanted to, not starting that YouTube channel, you know that you should have been doing that all along. It's not too late.
It's never too late. It's never too late. It doesn't matter what age you are. My grandfather's 90 this year, and he's starting all kinds of new, exciting thoughts in his mind. It's never, ever too late. So we have the capacity to do that. All you've got to do is stop waiting for outside recognition for it and stop waiting for anyone's permission. You generate that permission yourself, and only you yourself, and be prepared for everyone to think, what on earth are you doing, and to look at you askance and think that you're making a mistake. That's quite normal. That happens quite a lot, and it's funny in the end, although initially it might be a bit disturbing. It's actually quite funny. So you learn to generate your own recognition of your own standard of excellence, and you know if you've done something excellent, great, pat yourself on the back and then get on with the next thing. Don't wait for anyone else to say it. Don't wait for anyone's permission. Do it yourself.
Yeah, it's better to ask forgiveness than to ask permission.
You bet.
Because if you're sitting around waiting for permission all the time, you got to ask, you got to get other people's approval before you start doing something that you already know to be true, already know to be right, and already approve of. It is a waste of time. Do what you think is right, and I can guarantee you, the universe will fall in line behind you. Neil Kramer has been my guest. Thank you very much for your time today, my son. It's been fantastic.
It's been a pleasure, mate. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.